At the top of the show, 8 times a day, the bus known as the Michigan Flyer departs downtown East Lansing with passengers en route to Ann Arbor and Detroit Metro Airport. The service, provided by the Owosso-based Indian Trails Company, wants to expand to 12 trips a day, and it hopes that a $600,000 federal grant will help make that possible. However, the grant and the expansion has some formidable opposition, including the Capital Region Airport Authority, Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero, and some taxpayers. They claim public revenue should not be subsidizing a private company, and they fear a reduction in passengers flying from the Capital Region International Airport in Lansing to Detroit. The issue comes to a head tonight when the Tri-County Regional Planning Commission votes on whether to approve Michigan Flyer's application for the Federal Highway Administration grant. Here to update the situation for us, Carol Wood, chairperson of the Tri-County Regional Planning Commission. Hi, Carol.
Good morning.
And on the phone, Chad Cushman is vice president of Indian Trails. Hi, Chad.
Hey, good morning, Carol and Mark. How are you?
Good, thank you. Bob Selig of the Capital Region Airport Authority, International Airport, and an opponent of the grant declined to join us. Chad, refresh us on this issue, please. How did your company first learn about this federal funding opportunity?
Well, I guess if we go back a few years, we had actually learned about this specific program from David Camp. Congressman Dave Camp, absolutely. The specific grant, it's called the Transportation Community and System Preservation Grant. It's a federal discretionary program, meaning applicants have to compete at a federal level to receive the funding. Certainly, among the many objectives of the program, including improving the efficiency of the transportation system in the U.S., reducing environmental impacts of transportation, among a number of others, one of the biggest parts of this is that it encourages private sector-based initiatives. It encourages public-private partnerships.
Okay. And Carol Wood, remind us what role the Tri-County Regional Planning Commission plays in this.
These grants become part of our transportation program, and they have to be approved by the commission in order to be entered into the Michigan Department of Transportation. It's called a TIP program, and we review these, and again, the commission is made up of our tri-county partners, Ingham, Clinton, and Eaton County. These are elected officials that are appointed to this board, and we look at tri-county issues and how this will affect transportation as well as economic development within our region.
Now, Carol, you voted against this grant before. Will you vote against the grant again this evening?
Well, you know, I'm open and will be listening very intently to the conversations that are going on, and unless there is new and more relevant information that comes forward, the likelihood is that I will still be voting no on this.
And tell us why.
Well, you know, I do want to bring up one point that's been talked about, in fact, I think I'm quoted as saying that it's laughable, and that is the idea of the public-private partnership. You know, we've heard some of the rhetoric out there that we shouldn't be using tax dollars to help private industry and compete. And, you know, all of us as elected officials do that every day. We work with tax incentives and we work with different grants and that do bridge the private partnership. That is not my reason for not supporting this. I have a real concern about our airport and the viability of that and how we, from a regional perspective, continue to make sure that this is viable for our community. But as chair of the commission, I think it's important to add that we did have a tie vote that happened in our May meeting, and after doing some research to see whether By revoting on this, we would have an opportunity to still put it into the transportation program. Found out that we have until September 2015 before this will lapse, that felt it was important to listen to the commissioners, and when it was requested that we revisit this at tonight's meeting, said that that was something that we would do.
Chad, explain, there's also, you want to expand the number of routes to Southeast Michigan, but you're also putting some of your own skin in the game here, as I understand it, correct?
Yeah, and that's part of the requirement of this specific grant. I mean, you've got to provide a minimum level of match, which I believe the program required a 20% match. But in addition to the 20% match, and just to clarify, it's a $595,000 grant. We are contributing not just the 20%, which is about $148,000, towards it. We're also investing in a new motor coach. If you're not aware, new motor coaches are about $550,000 now. So, you know, it's a considerable match compared to other applicants that typically get this type of funding, and they're only providing the minimum level match that the federal government requires.
Are your runs to Southeast Michigan generally crowded, generally high demand situations?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're continuing to grow. The biggest concern that we have right now at 8 round trips per day is we can't continue to grow any further. And I'll give you a good example. Actually, I just got back from a trip late last night down to Texas. Our flight arrived back into Detroit Metro Airport a little bit after 8 o'clock, and unfortunately, we missed the bus that departed approximately a half an hour before that, and we had to wait until 10 o'clock for the next bus to depart. Now, understand that part of our objective with the service is to get people out of their cars. When we first started this service back in 2006, we knew that there were about 1,000 people a day driving to and from the Lansing region to and from Detroit Metro Airport. And in order to get people out of their cars, you've got to be able to provide enough frequency for them to be able to want to use the service. And the biggest opportunity we have to grow is to get those people that are coming back into the region, into Detroit Metro Airport, to use the service to get back to Lansing. And right now, with 8 round trips a day, we're only at about 2 hours on average in between trips, and we need to get closer to near hourly.
Carol Wood, tell us about the response from the public that you're hearing about this here in the past month or so.
Well, we've had mixed response. We've had ones that support the airport with the fact that Ingham County is paying a millage and what that will do. We've had people get in touch with us and talk to us about the fact that they want to see additional routes happen. Just recently, we've heard from the public saying that they've been told that if this grant isn't approved, that their understanding is that some of the routes will be cut by Michigan Flyer. And so, you know, we're hearing a multitude of things out there. How much of
those? Is that true, Chad?
Well,
this is being presented as an opportunity to expand your service. If you don't get the grant, have you said that existing routes would be cut back?
No, we've never stated that existing routes are going to be cut back. But again, keep in mind, in order to continue growing the business and getting more people out of their cars, I mentioned earlier, 1,000 people a day were driving back and forth between the Tri-County region and Detroit Metro Airport. We've only been successful in getting about 200 of those out of their cars every day. And we're not going to be able to grow that number unless we're able to provide more frequency.
We've got less than a minute. Is there a misperception in play here, Carol Wood, that you'd like to correct before the vote here tonight?
Well, I think it's important for us to understand exactly what Michigan Flyer is talking about. Is it expanding their routes? Do they have a viable business plan where they are today? Or is it the fact that if this grant isn't going to go through, then the perception that they would cut routes?
Okay. We have to leave it there. Chad Cushman is with Indian Trails out of Owosso, and Carol Wood is chairperson of the Tri-County Regional Planning Commission. The vote is tonight. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.